notified of the meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. First, approval of previous meetings minutes.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
On to citizens' comments. Would anyone like to talk?
Yes.
Could you want to step up here to give your name and address? And do you really need these mics now?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Steve Halleck. I live at 104 Palm Boulevard, and I'm representing a group of homeowners and business owners that are on the south end of the island from the boathouse going up towards the Exchange Club. And we all have property on the Hamlin Creek area there, and over the past few years there's been a mud bank that's been building up underneath our docks, and it's been accumulating throughout the years. And so since it's been interfering with the ability to navigate in that area, at low tide our docks are actually sitting up on the mud. And so a group of us have gotten together and started exploring the option to dredge that mud bank out of the area. And since there is a public dock there that I believe is used for all the residents, I believe it's also used for...
It's not a public dock, it's a boat ramp.
We have a boat ramp.
Boat ramp. That's what I meant.
Okay.
You meant what you knew.
Yeah. So that boat ramp, I believe, is open to all the residents, and I believe it's also used for emergency launch for rescue in that area. So I think the ability to use that public boat ramp is only available at the higher tides also. So thought that the city may have an interest in what we're seeking to accomplish, which is to have some dredging done of that area. So I'm here really just to talk to you all about, do you have an interest in that? My understanding is that having the city weigh in with the public interest would help the permitting process in terms of where they could potentially put the dredge material, etc. So just wanted to put that ask out there for you all around your interest in supporting what we're hoping to do there.
Question, obviously we have a couple experts in Linda and Kirby, but have you looked at the scope? And, just parameters, could you share any of those with us?
So we have had some conversations with a dredging contractor around primarily the permitting process. Don't really have a good sense for what the overall cost estimate could be for it. So it's, you know.
You're early in this.
Early
in the
process.
Do you have a time frame?
No.
No, okay.
No, we have interest from a set of homeowners
to
fix the problem that we have.
We've got a problem now. Let's explore trying to get
who,
it resolved.
I'm just curious if you talked to Salmond or who are you talking to?
Mark Hall is the name of the dredging company that we've had some interaction with around the permitting process, if you're familiar with them.
Yes, the city's used Mark Hall before.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. This is something you'd like
well, to... I just want to make sure that I share with the committee everything that I know, not necessarily about this project, but about the city's history with regard to circumstances like this. And I'm not sure which property owners that you're talking about. I guess the owner of the docks that abut Carroll Realty, I guess that would be one
so
of them.
So the boathouse, the marina there, which is Jimmy Carroll's building, and Richard Stoney is the boathouse owner. And then a series of the homeowners up to where I am and John Barber, who is my neighbor, have all gotten together and are kind of initiating this. We're in the process of contacting the homeowners a little bit farther north towards the Exchange Club.
Okay, so very, very early stages.
Correct.
So we had a situation similar to this at the Isle of Palms Marina and the Morgan Cove Marina, and the circumstance is that if in fact this group or any private group were to try to do dredging absent the public purpose, then they likely would have to put the spoil material either offshore or a long distance away from the Isle of Palms. So that makes the expense of dredging really cost prohibitive for them altogether. If the project has a public purpose, i.e. the City of Isle of Palms is the applicant and has areas that it needs dredging, like we did with the Isle of Palms Marina, then the spoil material can be put at a closer spoil site, like Goat Island or one of the smaller islands back here. It has to have a public purpose in order for those spoil sites to take the spoil material. The projects that we have done in the past, we entered into agreements with the entities involved. And in this case, we had a homeowners association group. So I don't know, you guys might have to form some sort of association or something in order to affect it. But the city entered into a negotiation whereby the city agreed to be the permittee and, you know, basically get all the work done towards the dredging. But the city had no expense in it. It was all paid for by the other folks involved. So it's kind of an exchange. You get the public purpose, so therefore your project will be less expensive, but the city's not going to pay for any of it. The city gets its area dredged as well. But so it's a partnership that way. And then the spoil gets to be taken to a closer spoil site, making it more cost effective.
Just a question, and this is way premature, I'm sure, but if there's a greater purpose in the waterway that either at the state or national level for that to be cleared?
Well, see, this is Hamlin Creek.
It's Hamlin Creek. It's not the intercoastal.
It's not the intercoastal. So the intercoastal, you know, might would be a little bit different. However, in the case of the marina, that was the intercoastal, and we still had to do it that way. So
interesting.
Okay, I don't think there's anything we can.
Yeah.
Thank you for all the.
Well, it's early in the investigation, but you know, obviously there's a problem, and you got to work towards a solution.
So, what is your perspective on support of this from the city?
I think she just basically gave it. I don't know if we're in the position to.
Maybe Carol.
Yes. Sorry.
So I would just. I mean, just to break it, just. I think you need to form an association or an LLC or some sort of organization. Get maybe an attorney to draw up some papers and an agreement, and then maybe we would consider sponsoring it for the permitting. But financially, I think the burden falls 100% on y'all.
Okay.
So that's to break it down.
Well, you know,
I think that's kind of where it will be.
Once again, at a premature stage, if in fact I think it can benefit not just homeowners, obviously, but if it helps our citizens, there may be some way that we could participate, I would think, if in fact our citizens can benefit from it.
Well, we had the same scenario with Morton Cove, mm-hmm. and so we have a history and we have a precedent, and I don't think we want to change that.
Okay.
And it helps them tremendously if we apply for the permit.
Yes, it makes it much
that
less
makes
expensive.
It literally like a tenth of the cost.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, because when you take the spoil offshore,
yeah.
It is completely exorbitant. Like it's undoable, really. I mean, unless you've got somebody who's just willing to shell out a ton of money.
I mean, I know nothing about this.
Yeah,
but I, was
I mean, we just I happen to be on council when we went through this before, so it's like, but that's a massive, massive feather.
Right.
And
so, okay, good. Well, thanks. So once we're in a position to apply for the permit, work with Linda on.
Yeah, and you'll want to get an agreement.
Yeah, the agreement's
right.
The first step.
The agreement's the first step.
And so I will be happy to share with you a copy of the agreement that we used for the prior situation.
Okay.
So that as you are talking to the members of your group, you'll kind of see
mm-hmm.
where we would be headed. That
okay.
would be the first commitment that the city would want to make, is that, you know, we would enter into this agreement. And then a lot of the kinds of things that you're doing would then transfer to the city, because the city would be taking on the responsibility for seeking the permit, managing the project, all of those kinds of things. It would be doing it with everybody else's money.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you give me your name again, sir?
It's right here. It's on the thing.
Oh, okay, good.
All right.
Thanks. Anyone else like to speak?
Yeah, I'll make a comment.
Okay.
I'm Chris Crowley. I live in Awandaw, 6485 Come About Way. And Coastal Expeditions and Isle Palms Marina is what I'm here to talk about again. I'm basically here to add very little substance from what we talked about the last time you all met, other than I have figured out how to log onto the website and view the calendar and meet you here. So here's this is what Coastal Expedition still looks like. And I understand from some coaching from council that's wiser than me that this is the way that you make your voice heard, and I appreciate you all being here to hear it. After the last council meeting, driving home, I was like contemplating everything that went down and thinking about the marina and my experience as a property owner and as a contractor for the federal government, which owns a bunch of stuff, but they continue to be like 10 or 15 years in arrears on maintenance. So if they were actually able to catch up with their maintenance budget, their current expenditures would be so much less. And I'm thinking as a 46-year-old guy, like, be careful what you buy. Make sure you can maintain it, you know. And that's sort of where my mind landed on the way driving from here back to Awandaw the last council meeting, was be careful what you buy, because maintenance is the thing over time, and the marina just, it needs maintenance, you know, regardless of I know there's a lot of politics out here, and I'm really sort of astounded at the politics leading up to a very important day tomorrow, I understand, but you bought the marina, you know, and the way I do that as a business person is I set aside an escrow account, and I pay into that account over time, and I know that in 5 years I'll have to spend that money to zero and then start again, like replacing the engines on an outboard boat, something like that. And I know you have much wiser counsel than mine on that. And that's really all of the substance I have to offer, besides that. I'll look forward to seeing you on next real property committee meeting. I feel like I should bring donuts or something like that. But still in favor of the marine improvement, and still thankful that you guys meet and represent us like you do. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to? Okay. We'll move on to old business. Results of the RFB.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to go to marina tenant comments.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll be brief.
Slipped right over.
That's right. Yeah. I'll be brief. Can anyone not
sorry
wait
for your loss,
tomorrow to get here and get
yes.
gone? Thank you. I'm not here to talk politics. So, per the marina outpost lease, I am required to give notice if I'm going to spend in excess of $25,000 for maintenance and or repairs. We are going to do that this January. We're going to close, and I'll follow up with you, but we're going to close the day after Martin Luther King Day, which is the 15th of January, and be closed for 3 days. We're going to replace AC units. We're going to replace some siding on the store. We got to go into the attic and do some things and add some insulation once we open up We have to open up the ceiling to get to two of the AC units. Who knows what we're going to find. So hopefully we'll only be closed those 3 days. I need approval to expend in excess of $100,000. I sure as heck hope I don't have to do that, but it will be in excess of $25,000. Consider this your notice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to old business, results of the rebid for the Front Beach restrooms and boardwalk renovations.
Yes,
exciting.
Yes, it is exciting because we did, second time around, receive some favorable bids. I think Douglas is here. Yeah, there we go. To talk about it. So I believe you guys will be able to make an action mm-hmm. to move forward on this. So that is exciting. We received two bids this time, one, a rebid from IPW Construction, and then a bid from Philip Smith, which, as you all know, is a local contractor mm-hmm. who is commercially licensed as well. So with that, I'll let Douglas speak to what he would suggest that the committee award.
Okay. As Linda mentioned, we received two bids. One from IPW Construction, which is the same bidder that was that bid last time. That bid was $513,000 for all of the work. The second bid was from Philip Smith, and his bid was for $489,000. That amount is within budget, which the first go-round it was not within budget. One item that we're still working on is the amount bid for the restrooms still exceeds 50% of the value of the restrooms, but not by a lot. We're kind of within range of that working, and I had a conversation with the low bidder about ideas of how to maybe get that under 50% of the value of the restroom. There are certain items that just don't have to be counted. Demolition costs can be taken out. So there are certain costs, administrative costs, laydown expense, mobilization expense. So we're going to be meeting this week in the next few days to really look at the nuts and bolts of what's included in his number for the restroom component, to see if we can get that to work within the 50% rule of the flood regulations. And I'm from speaking with him, I believe that we will be able to do that. So I would anticipate being able to move forward with the entire project, and would recommend that you will make that recommendation.
So I would suggest that you, if you make a motion, just make a motion to award the contract to the low bidder of Philip Smith, and not state an amount since you're still negotiating on the 50%.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
How far off are we with the 50%?
Right now, I think it's $30,000.
Okay.
Okay, so we should be.
I'm just curious. In terms of the cost of the project, you don't have to pay for the demolition?
No.
I mean, you have to pay for it.
You just don't have to
count.
You have to pay for it.
But
you don't have to count that towards
the
threshold.
Right.
So there are instances where, you know, the work that you hire somebody to do is a different amount than what my files show for how much is being accounted for towards the 50% rule. Because you don't have to... things like landscaping, design cost, demolition, overhead, things like that don't have to go into that number. So I'm thinking that it will work out.
Yeah, it seems
by ways and means we should know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm wondering what the time frame when does he think he can work on this project?
So we are now very tight with the and this was in the RF in the RFB that, you know, we never know when they start. Basically we set an end date and then they have to work towards that end date, so we never really know exactly when they'll start. But I haven't had that conversation with them, but I do know that the end date is before the I think it's in the middle of March.
Okay.
Middle or end of March, so it's, you know, we're getting into the press.
And I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Please.
And our permits for the walkover, what is the timeliness on those?
So they were good for five years from the date that they were issued,
okay.
which is now
okay. So we're not
several
like
years old.
No, it is several years.
Yeah, it's not. You know, I think we still have time left.
Yeah.
As long as it happens,
it's not a crisis.
And they would renew it too, I feel sure.
Well,
okay, but that won't be an issue. Hopefully,
yeah,
right?
That will not be an issue, right?
Shouldn't be.
So no, we're going to work to get it done within the five-year window.
Oh, no. You didn't say March of which year, right? Okay.
Right.
Well, that's the OCRM permit. That's a different thing.
Okay, I know, but it's
bid.
Part of the...
Yes. Yes, we want to get that work done.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Let's look forward to hearing how we
tweak. I can't wait till this is done. It's very exciting, especially the walkover.
Yeah. Update on beach renourishment project.
So we completed our emergency berm restoration work, and that contractor has demobilized, and we have paid them. So that element of the beach restoration has been done. We are continuing to be prepared to start the big restoration project either in December or January. So that's still on track for that.
Do you have
Merry
a time
Christmas.
Huh? Yeah, right. Yeah. Do you have a time length? How long if they start? And...
Yeah, that's they have an end date within the permit.
Okay.
So they have to be done before the beginning of turtle nesting season. So
okay.
It'll be fast
May
once
1st.
They start.
Right,
yeah.
Which is when?
What, turtle season? May 1st.
Yeah, May 1st. Oh, geez. It'll be way before that, right?
Yeah, I think that will be done. It won't take them but a couple of months unless there's some...
Cannonballs. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I just, so I was at Edisto,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, they had just finished. I mean, you could still see the track marks.
Yeah.
And just so much shell. I just, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just a very different
yeah.
feeling. The whole
mm-hmm.
beach feels very different. But,
well, that's what
anyway.
Happened with the last
I know.
Up there. It was quite different.
So, and we think maybe December or January. Do we have any feeling for
which
month?
They're not restricted on start. They're restricted on finish.
I know.
And that was what enabled us to get such a good price, was that they basically get to set their schedule. So
okay.
I don't want to make a promise that it's a window. It's on our website, and it says they can start and they can start this date, and they must end this date anytime within there is acceptable.
Okay.
Okay, moving on, update on underground storage tank replacements.
Both Desiree and I will be so glad when this is finally done. It's been truly excruciating. We still do not have the bid package ready to go out. It's really not our fault. we are nervous about the project, because anytime you're dealing with fuel, you want to make sure that you've dotted all the I's across all the T's.
Yeah.
But it's been a struggle to get the bid documents in shape to put out there. We're close. I guess we're about at 80%
yes.
now. When you say
80, 85.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's been very challenging,
mm-hmm.
and we just want to make sure that it's correct, and we are asking for all the right things, and we have all the insurance requirements. And
okay, so do we have any guess on
no, because I thought I had a guess and
oh,
I did not meet my guess,
so okay,
I'm not
so
guessing anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Consideration of amendment to ATM contract.
So you all received a proposal from ATM regarding the engineering associated with moving forward with the landside improvements, which this would be the logical next step with regard to our marina project.
Revitalization.
That's right, marina enhancement community revitalization project, because the timing was recommended from ATM to do the landside improvements first and then move to the waterside improvements. So this is a proposal for their services on the land side improvements. We were really down to the wire of 5 o'clock on Friday in getting this proposal. I have some questions about it. I'm sure that you all have some questions about it, and I didn't want to make Kirby work all weekend or worry about work all weekend. So I did not give him the questions because I felt like you guys might be in a position to move forward with this recommendation, even though we might not have all of our questions answered, because we could get them answered between now and the Ways and Means Committee meeting. So I'm happy to share with you all what my questions were. And part of this, I think, is born of the fact that we pushed ATM so hard to get us something so we would have it by this meeting, knowing that we typically do not meet in December, and then unless it's a special meeting, and then we start up again with meetings in January. So we felt like we needed to get this done in this month, so we pushed them hard. So I kind of felt like that push might have caused them not to look at some things that were concerning to me. So so one of the things that I was concerned about, if you don't mind.
Do you want them to move up?
Probably be best.
I'm Jeremiah. I'm the site civil guy. He'll be doing the work.
Okay, fabulous.
Say your name again.
Jeremiah.
Okay.
And we also have Aaron Temple with Epic Engineering.
Okay.
Aaron's been on our team throughout the assessment portion of the project, and we've worked with them on a number of marina projects around the world.
So one of the things that I had concerns about was that perhaps things had been proposed in this proposal that were things that we had already been covered with some of our prior proposals. So just wanted to make sure that we weren't repeating an expense in this proposal that was something that we have already paid for and perhaps are still under contract for in a prior proposal. So that was one of the things, the reconciliation between our contracts that we already have with ATM and this amendment, which would have us moving forward with the landside improvements. And so I had some concerns about that. I just wanted to make sure we weren't repeating expenses.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that really I struggled with and wouldn't gel in my mind, and you guys may have a good explanation for it, but if you look at the overall cost that's posted on our website for the entire marina project, the total estimated amount for engineering is $400,000 and some change.
Right.
Desiree's got it right there.
$422,723. Yeah.
So, and if you look at the individual components, landside versus waterside, and then you look at this proposal for an amendment to the contract for the landside, they seem because the waterside expenses are more expensive overall than the landside expenses, and so I think the percentages work out. If you look at that total estimated amount and you subtract out this amount, it makes the waterside engineering really low, and it's like a 6% engineering amount. And I believe this is the landside's at about a 14, almost a 15% engineering. So, you know, when I looked at that, it just, in my mind, I went, I'm having a hard time. It's not that I had any quarrel with the task. It was more the logic didn't exactly work, and it made me worry that those things, because we pushed so hard and rushed you guys so much, that maybe those things hadn't been considered. And so I don't know if the committee in your review of the proposal have any questions. My thoughts are that you guys could take an action today, subject to getting answers to some of these questions, concerns, and possible adjustments between now and the time that Ways and Means meets. So I don't know if you guys want to comment on any of those.
Yes.
I'm laying it on you here.
Yeah.
You had no time to think about it.
Totally fine.
I was struck by the fact that some of the things that I thought were covered, you expressively say are not included.
Sure,
so
we could talk about those as well.
That's what jumped out at me.
Sure, sure. The in terms of where we are right now versus what this proposal, where it would take you, what we have now is we've got great survey information, we've got a plan that's been dimensioned in AutoCAD and rectified with that survey. So we know that all the components that we want to fit on the site will fit within a 90% certainty. There might be some final tweaks.
High quality sketch plan.
Right. So, but that's really where it ends. Where this proposal picks up is actual engineering and design of systems, grading with specific elevations and instructions for the site work contractor, utilities in terms of a completely new water distribution system, piping, levels of piping, slopes, things like that, distribution to different marina elements, calculation of volumes, how much water needs to go to the building, the restaurant, the marina, all of those things. Sewer, demolition of the existing pump station, creation of a new gravity feed system that it incorporates all the different uses around the site. So this is the real engineering. The site lighting and electrical, completely new site electrical distribution system. As you know, one of the major problems we have out there now is we got a transformer right in the middle of the boat ramp access. We've got another one that's kind of falling into the water by the restaurant, and it's just kind of hodgepodge. So all that'll go away, and we'll design a completely new electrical distribution system for the site. That's been contemplated. It's been included in the cost estimate on a theoretical basis, but none of the engineering work has been done, and that's what this proposal does, is to create that engineering work. Scott Parker's group, Design Works, have showed us some green space on the plans, and we had a nice model that had some HO scale trees that we looked at, which looked really neat. But it will be bringing that to life, specifying actual plantings, numbers of plantings, working with Joe with regard to the stormwater design, the actual on-site infiltration of the stormwater. We know we have gravel, we want to use it for stormwater, but actually running those calculations, making sure that everything works, that's where this proposal picks up. As I mentioned, we're relatively sure and certain based on our sketches that everything's going to work fine, but we have to do those engineering calculations on all of those different areas to ensure that works, and to create a set of construction level documents that will allow a contractor to bid on the project, give you a reliable number, and then go out and construct the work. So that's where this proposal really takes up where we've now stopped with the services. In terms of the exclusions, we do have traffic and wayfinding signs included in this proposal, but no iconic entrance signs. We just, you know, down to the wire, we didn't know what might be needed if we want a big marlin or a fit, I don't know. So we excluded that. No marina improvements, nothing on the water side, none of the boat ramp extension or anything like that's included, none of the permitting, which is what we've talked about. The cantilever boardwalk's not included, and that's not included because that would require a marine level permit through OCRM and the Corps. So we know that that's a long way out and probably should be tied to the overall marina permit, so we didn't include that here. The tractor shed, as Brian mentioned previously, that'll be done, paid for by him. That's been taken out of the cost estimate. The restroom building and stand-up paddleboard building, again, those were tabled by the committee, by council, as future improvements. So
I know the restroom was, but
I didn't think the stand-up paddleboard storage.
The building?
I thought there was going to be some sort
like
of
a rack.
Okay. Well, that's easy
enough. Well, we're going to be providing the pad and the area for it, but we're not going to be providing the vertical.
It needs to be the vertical.
We're not providing the pad for the restroom building, are we?
Right. But it's going to have the plumbing.
We will have the plumbing
yes.
brought to the restroom site.
But
everything need and the electrical
so
brought
add,
right there. So
no,
when you want to add
that
later, you'll have it. It'll be a green space now.
Okay. Because I think we sort of thought that.
When I say pad, I don't mean pad, concrete pad.
Okay.
I mean pad, it will be graded to accept
Perfect.
It later.
Okay.
Any connections, any future connections to the marina, to any future uses that are identified now will be provided for, whether it's capped underground and marked or whether it's going to be a little.
Okay.
Right.
But the stand up paddle board, that will be.
Well, again, it's not a building.
It's not a building, it's
just
a rack. A lovely rack.
A lovely.
Tremendous.
Tremendously lovely.
We can do that.
That's a technical term, right? Lovely. Okay.
Bigly.
It's bigly.
Right, bigly.
Yes.
So the parking meter system and the associated IT support for that, we've tabled that.
Right.
The fuel tank replacement.
Right.
We're working on it.
That you're working on.
Right. From your mouth.
The overwater utility work, meaning the new electrical system on the docks.
That's
not included. Right. However, Aaron and I will work together to ensure that the new electrical distribution system on the site will provide the capacity to serve those docks in the future.
Okay.
And we can do that using the currently proposed plan as a guide. No marina permitting is included. The permit fees or application fees, anything you might have to pay to the state for a stormwater permit or anything like that, the city would pay for those, we assume. And then we stop short of construction admin or observation services because we typically like
those are going to need to be put back in.
Okay.
We're not going
to. Yeah. Well, we just wanted to talk.
I was wondering
we wanted
why
to
that was.
Talk to you about.
Why are you
that.
Saying you don't want that?
Oh, we do want that.
Okay.
We don't.
But
we don't have the capacity in house to do that supervision.
I needed to understand what level of coordination we needed to provide before I can give you a number.
Just like running the other way.
No.
So
do you want us there 5 days a week or seven?
So let me ask you, will this project, you know, some of our bigger commercial projects, well, even some of our smaller ones, like this one that is going on back here with the vehicle wash that we're doing,
yes.
that you've been
yes.
probably seeing it
mm-hmm.
as you come over here, those require a firm to do what's called special inspections by our code. Would the upland portions of these require that? Are we going to need to procure someone to do those in addition to y'all's work? Let me rephrase this differently. Please check with our code and get with Douglas and see if that's going
to
be required for this project. Because if it is, that's an additional expense that we need to anticipate.
You'll need it for the fuel dispensing.
Fuel dispensing.
Mm-hmm. By relocating them,
uh-huh.
you'll have to have a.
You're talking about the underground storage tanks or the
dispensers.
The gas station.
Well, our part, you know,
y'all's
would be
portion.
Right.
Would be the connection from the transition sump that's at the storage tank to the dispensers. That'll need special inspections.
Okay. Well, we need to find out if anything
well,
else does too.
Okay.
I think our issue here is that we're a little bit over. Budget. Yes.
So, I get very confused on the permits. There's so many permits,
mm-hmm.
and it says, you know, we're not paying for this permit. We're not paying for that permit. You know, you're not, but we are. But I mean, so what is our cost for permits? And then I see. Task one, bid documents and permitting plans, $165,000. Then task three, permitting and outside agency approvals, $18,000. Anyway, it just seems like a lot of permitting. Like a lot of money for permitting, and I get confused. I feel like we're double paying, triple paying for permitting.
The first task is for the design of those plans for the permitting, the permit plans, the documents, the backup, the calculations. The other part is for the $18,000 is for the filling out of the paperwork, the conversations with the agencies. You know, they're always back and forth for the actual process itself. And that is specifically in there as a T&M not to exceed number because you never know. We've got the NBDES permit. We've got the Coastal Zone Consistency. We're going to have to at least make some kind of a nod towards Army Corps so that they know, because even though we're not doing the marine portion of it, we're discharging water into that area. We've got whatever city permitting we have to go through to do, and that's all basically the time and effort for that. The $165,000 is the design of all of those facilities.
Right, to make them
and
ready.
It's the $165,000 is the plans.
And my designs, the design plans are the permit plans also. It's a waste of money to make a permit plan for $2,000 that you're going to redo. We've done that with the sketch plan. We've got a sketch plan. We redo that once. We redo the sketch plan and turn it into a bid plan. We take bid conversations with the bidders and comments from the bidders and any other adjustments. We turn that into the construction plan when it's time to let it. That way it's a good, a clean process. And that's kind of what we're looking at there.
Okay, so I have one more question. It says the biddable plans cannot also be the construction plans. Is there a way to make them?
Ideally, in an ideal scenario, sometimes that's possible to do. In this case, what we understand is that the city would like to bid this out in a very short order. So we have to expend an exceptional amount of effort in a very short period of time to come up with a set of plans that will enable contractors to provide a reliable bid to the city. It is anticipated, due to that short time frame, that the contractors or the permitting agencies may have some comments on those plans that would require corrections, modifications, adjustments. Small, not wholesale, but modifications to those plans. And within the time frames we're talking about, we're looking at having to make those modifications. So it may be we do this quite frequently, even on Marine Works. We come up with a set of bid documents that enable the contractors to give you a price. Things come out during the bidding process. You issue addenda, perhaps you revise some of the plans during that bidding process to further help the contractor refine the number. In this case, we think that that process will continue post award of the construction contract. So you may have some permitting issues that come up after award of the construction contract that may require modification or finalization of the plans. So we have that second round of
construction documents.
Yeah,
this the permitting process is not a 3-week process. The permitting process can be a 90-day process. Mm-hmm. So given that,
longer.
Right.
Well, I'll give you an example with the power company as well. You know, I mean, it might take me a month just to get him to meet me out on site. Well, contract documents are due at the end of the month, mm-hmm. So I'm going to make a good educated guess.
Right.
At it based on my experience with the power company.
Yes.
But he's still going to have the final say so. So there's.
And then there's the paperwork after they say okay that takes them 10 days or whatever to get out. So that's where we're trying to take as much as we can and get it out there on the street to meet your needs, but be able to continue the process.
Right.
And this is very standard. I'm from up north. The city of Philadelphia, everything you do in the city of Philadelphia is this process because they have to get the money. Allocated bid on the streets and then permitted.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody ever waits till the permitting is done. So it's normal.
And based on it's normal. Sometimes we'll try to approach the other way, do the design, get all the permits, and then go out to bid.
I like that better myself.
Sometimes we go, and in that case, that sometimes enables a streamlining of. Engineering fees. So that's one contributing factor to the fees.
I wouldn't guarantee shovel on the ground until at least March or April in that scenario.
Say that again.
I wouldn't guarantee any shovels in the ground if it were a straight, if we just did the design, permitting, wait, then and go
so
through the linear process because
this,
you're going to be going back and forth and back and forth. And there's.
But we sure don't want to start this in April.
No.
So I think I'm going to make an attempt.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I
bring
think,
it all home.
I think that the idea was that we wanted to have the city positioned, if it was the will of city to do so, to get this project out there and bid and under construction. That may be with permits pending.
Right.
That's the only if we're of a mind to be expeditious and do that, then that may be the only way to do it is to go out there with permits pending, applied for but pending. So once those permits are secured, it may mean that a modification has to be made to the project in order to be in compliance with the permitting. And so then that would be necessary for ATM to modify the design. We'd have to go to the contractor and say, maybe this gives us a deduct, right?
That's the hope.
And so the project gets less expensive.
Right.
So this is an attempt to be positioned in that way. It may be that we determine that it's not necessary to be positioned that way, but that was the assignment that basically ATM was given. If the city were of a mind to get the landside improvements under construction expeditiously, how much would it cost for you guys to amend your contract to help us do that?
That's a great summary.
Well, and the variable there is timeliness. How quickly we want things done, is that what you're saying?
But there's no way, I mean, we're already in the end of the year,
yeah.
And we can't be doing this in the boat season. I mean, So I don't know how, I mean, we want to get committed to it, but there's no way to do the whole project, it's going to be a matter of
funds. Right, and what is the, how long do you think it'll take to even, once we put the shovel in the ground, as you say, to be cutting a ribbon or whatever.
Dancing in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Joe and I had that conversation last week as we were preparing this, and we do think that, you know, if it were to begin beginning of the year, it could really be, and we were approaching this as this work could get done before Memorial Day weekend.
So 5 months.
Right.
5 months.
Less.
Wow.
But it would, as we talked about, this would have to be done in phases. We don't want to simply shut the entire site down.
Right.
Right.
We do a section of the parking lot. We do a section over by the boat ramp and perhaps close the boat ramp for 3 or 4 days in the middle of the week as best we could, and then do another section and try to work around keeping the project open. And some of that could be done in the presentation development of the plans, and some of it will have to be done with the involvement of the contractor and the operators, Morgan Creek Grill, Brian, his group, the Tidal Wave, and those folks. But the aim, the goal, would be the same as we've discussed all along, to accomplish the work over the winter season in order to open up prior to the summer. And I don't know, I always consider the summer Memorial Day weekend.
Well, so much is going to depend on tomorrow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question. So Kirby, the second amendment that was approved in October last year did not include the schematic design activities. Are they included in within this
yes.
proposal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. For the upland.
For the upland.
For the upland side.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I mean, I just feel like we need to make a motion.
Yeah, let me say something so I don't forget it. And Brian's back there listening, and so he can help me with this. On the electrical, I know just enough to be dangerous, but I know enough to know that what's underground there and above ground there is, it's just like all the marina. It developed over time, and I believe there is not sufficient electrical to be able, and I don't know the marine terms here, but we could not put shore power at the level that we wanted to on the intercoastal side of the marina. Is that correct, Brian?
Correct.
Because of what's underground there now and what service is there.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we do on the electrical, we want to fix that problem.
Sure,
so
yes.
That we can, we've
yep.
got the ability to have full service for the entire site.
Right, and so what we'll do on that, what's included in this as well, is, you know, we'll take the schematic layout that Kirby's done, and we'll get an estimated demand load that we can then work with the power company, and they'll bring us the enough primary power that we can then go feed the boats. I mean, it'll be likely that we'll request 480 volt three phase, which is a much larger power source than you have out there right now. That way we can run it, you know, thousands of feet out on the docks. We'll take all of that into consideration while we're placing, you know, different transformers and relocating these panels. And
right. And we have an idea of what we want out there in terms of, you know, the number of, I mean, we talked about mega yacht slip utilities being included, and those have a much higher power demand. We know we've got the new dock configuration, and we'll have pedestals of a certain capacity. And what we typically do when we work with Aaron in this is we'll assume a little bit higher capacity on the pedestals than we think we might need to ensure that that feed coming in from the power company has more than enough to service it now and into the future in case Brian sees a need to upgrade to from 50 to 100 amp service or things like that. So that will most certainly be taken into consideration.
And sometimes what the power company will have us do as well is run a parallel spare conduit. That way you're not paying for the cable and cabling and all that until you need
until
it.
Until you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, just want to make sure I said
something.
Okay. So, but I mean, my concern is, what kind of money do we have that is available in this year's budget?
So if this contract were to be awarded at the amount that's here, which we know is either needs to come down or go up based on some dialogues that we have had today, you know, just using these numbers, we're $60,000 off of what's available in the budget. So my suggestion would be that you all make a motion that that recommends to Ways and Means the award of the next phase to ATM for the purposes of moving forward with the landside improvements, and not establish a figure very similar to what we just did on the last thing, so that Kirby and his team can go back and take the things into consideration that we've talked about today, and you know, give us a more refined number mm-hmm. between now and Ways and Means, or whenever we meet again.
I'll make that motion. So moved.
I'll second.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
and
we're counting on you.
Sure.
Yeah, just
do my best.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate the feedback. It's helpful.
Any other comments?
No, I just trim and get it so that it's, you know,
yeah,
within the scope. Please.
So you said, just to be clear, you said that you mentioned a $60,000 number.
Mm-hmm.
So you have.
So what we did, and Desiree, if I get this wrong, tell me. So we took your contracts to date that we're still bills to date that we're still paying.
Sure.
And what we paid already mm-hmm. that had to come out of our bid figure, our budget figure that's in the budget.
Oh. Okay.
And then we took this contract, which doesn't have construction administration in it, so we know that it's short, but may have some expenses that are in excess, since these are time and materials. Some of them may be lower.
Right.
You know, and we made that computation, and that computation shows us that we're $60,000 short to be able to fund this out of the FY18 budget. Our total figure for design and permit upland portion of the marina redevelopment project was $232,715.
Okay.
So the last thing you mentioned, the oversight of does that have to be in this part? Couldn't that be put in?
Well, this budget goes through six.
No, I mean in this proposal. Does that have to be in this proposal? That last construction
yes,
oversight.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It
okay.
does. We don't want to try to supervise this.
No,
budget.
I understand that, but do we have to budget it now?
Yeah,
couldn't it be budgeted further down the line?
What's the timing of the FY18 budget?
Well, that's
yeah.
this goes
that's
through 6/30 of.
That's
yeah.
yep. So this project
6/30
could be done.
18.
Could be done. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
We haven't done, or at least it didn't hit me until just recently, how transformative in terms of the infrastructure this is.
Yeah.
And I don't think that there's a real appreciation on the part of the residents that we're completely redoing, as you're saying, water and electrical and reforming everything.
If I do my job right, nobody realizes how much we did. All they see is a pretty well graded parking lot. If I do my job wrong, it floods, you don't get power, the water spews out of the ground, everyone screams and runs for the hills. So, my job is kind of thankless in that if I do it right, I can smile and go, I did a good job, and everyone goes, oh, look at that.
What's your track record?
I'm still working. It's not my license.
He's pretty good.
He's
that's why we
business.
Hired him.
Nope, they can't find any of the bodies. I mean, no, nobody died.
Jimmy Hoffa is not
dead. Well, this is actually generational. I mean,
it is.
Completely.
Joe's right, but in this case, we know that the site has some eyesores in some really bad places. Mm-hmm. The generators, the pump station, all that's going to be gone. So while you might not realize it when you first pull up, the people that go there all the time are going to be like, where'd the pump station go? Where'd the transformer go? It's going to be gone.
I don't have to go like this around everything
right,
anymore.
Right.
I can come in,
so,
go straight to the fuel, and go right out.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot better.
Well, kind of preaching in the choir. But
yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All in favor
thank
of
you.
The motion?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sharpen that pencil.
Linda will be in touch. Thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Having us.
Thank y'all.
Sorry I marked on your sheet.
Oh, no, you're fine.
All right.
I do that. I bring pens to meetings and I mark on things.
Okay, update on new beach access path signage.
Yay! All right, yes, so we paid
the
deposit on the signs. Mm-hmm. I just want to remind everybody where we're putting those signs.
Right. Good, good.
Yeah. It'll be the following beach access paths: 5th Avenue, 8th, 9th, 21st, 25th, 28th, 42nd, Sea Cabins, and the public restrooms.
Cool.
We've had conversations with the designer who's working on a couple of designs for those signs. He was the same person who worked on the wayfinding signs, so he mm-hmm. has knowledge of the color palette and the style so that it meets our current wayfinding plan. After those designs have been approved, there's approximately 45 weeks before installation for the production of those.
What's the material of the signs going to be? I have all the technical terms.
I don't know them by by memory, but yes, he went through his recommendation for the material so that it.
We want as little upkeep as possible.
Correct. Yes.
Weathering,
and then we also talked about the material of the smaller signs mm-hmm. that are going to be posted on the panels.
Mm-hmm.
Those will be aluminum. It'll be treated. It will be reflective. All those fancy things. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to just remember. So we're going to consolidate a lot of the signs onto one sign.
Correct.
Okay.
That's the idea.
Okay.
And what's on that one sign can be changed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just making sure
yes.
we're still on that same path.
Yeah. It will look very pretty.
Yeah.
And just a sidebar, we have hired someone to repaint all the wayfinding signs.
Oh,
so
good.
It's been several years. Some of them are
right.
Very faded now. And so
yeah.
Those should be being painted probably within the next month.
Great.
Great.
Cool.
Wonderful. Okay, under new business.
No.
Miscellaneous business. Let me say this. Tenant rents report.
And I did not get it, so
okay.
We'll
have it for
yes.
Ways.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Next meeting, 9:30 a.m. January what?
Are we having a special meeting?
As of right now, I guess not. Let's see how things roll.
Okay.
I can get it.
Okay.
Because we may need to.
It should be. If it's not, it's sitting on my desk.
So nothing. We're not going to meet in December.
We can call a meeting if we need it. I don't know. But
okay.
Yeah. I have a feeling we'll end up needing it, but let's just assume
okay.
January.
Okay, I'm just
go ahead and set the January one, and then
yeah.
if we need to call a special meeting, we will.
Well, we don't want to be on New Year's Day.
Why not? There's nothing going on then.
Too much football, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Right,
okay.
That's right.
I know that.
I'm just judging.
You want to go to like the 8th or 9th?
Can we do the 9th?
Tuesday.
Stressed.
How do you even think that far ahead, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm just if I can get through tomorrow.
I'm just gonna stay home and throw up.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided.
9:30 on the night?
9:30 on the night.
Okay.
Meeting's ended. I'll move that we adjourn.
So, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Executive session? No? We're gone.
So, I have a question.